It's lovely to see you all again on this. Oh, look, the sun is shining.
The sun is shining.
No, only the sun is shining and the rabbits are nibbling.
Yeah.
And the buzzards are circling overhead, thinking that they might have breakfast after all. Anyway, it's very nice to see you all. And it's the sixth Sunday of Easter, so the Sunday immediately before Ascension Day, which means that the year is getting on. And we're now nearly 40 days away from Easter, which seems hard to believe, doesn't it? But there we are. We're going to begin our order for morning prayer this morning with a prayer. And I hope that you can see the order of service in front of you. And let's pray. Father God, we thank you for bringing us together this morning. We pray that we may know your presence as we worship together now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." So let us join together as friends, Jesus' friends, to worship and serve the one who, because of his great love, gave his all for us. And so we say together, Creator God, you have called us to worship you, chosen us to be your friends, and invited us to extend that friendship to your people in all the world. May we live as Jesus lived, serve as he served, and love as he loved, to the glory of your name.
Amen.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin, and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
And so we turn now to a time of confession, remembering those things that we have said or thought or done that have spoilt God's image in us. Lord, your love is so precious, but we have turned away from you when our lives have been easy.
Forgive us and help us.
You have commanded us to love others, but we have turned away from them when their lives have been difficult.
Forgive us and help us.
You have shared with us your ministry of welcome, but we have turned people away.
Forgive us and help us.
For the sake of Jesus, whose life and death, deeds and words have saved us.
Amen. And our first reading this morning comes from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, beginning at verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And our psalm this morning is Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music.
Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing,
with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King.
Let the sea resound, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it.
Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy.
Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
And our second reading comes from St. John's Gospel, chapter 15, beginning at verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learnt from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
When I was a little girl and my mum and dad were being all lovey-dovey, one of the things they would do would be to sing a well-known song by Al Jolson. It went like this: you made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. And then they would giggle a lot. I remember thinking it was highly embarrassing and not a very good song at all. After all, you can't make anyone love you, can you? You can't be ordered to love. Love is an emotion, a feeling. It takes you by surprise. You're either in love or out of love. You can't control it. It's all consuming. You fall into it head over heels, and it makes you blind. However, when you look at our gospel reading from John 15, Jesus would appear to say the opposite. He commands his disciples to love one another as I have loved you. So can we be ordered to love? In my experience as a parent and as a teacher, it's not that easy. Love your sister, I can remember saying to my boys. Be kind to her. Be a good friend, I would say in the playground. Say sorry. But you know, when you say those things, the very best you can hope for is a willingness to try and behave as if they loved their sister, as if they wanted to be a friend, and that in all probability, they are doing so through gritted teeth. They don't really want to do it. They just don't want to get into trouble. Sadly, the person on the receiving end of this kind of love is often all too aware that the person is only being kind or being a friend because they have been forced to, not because they really want to. Such love feels hollow and sham. And to be honest, I may not show it in exactly the same way, but I am just like the children. I resent being told what to do, especially if I don't feel like it. I don't mind being kind and generous to the people I like and find easy to love, but really, some people are just too difficult. I might be able to make a loving gesture, but as for anything beyond that, well, that would be far too costly. And let's face it, this year has been really difficult to express our love in the ways we are used to. We can't invite people into our homes. We can't hug. We can't kiss. We haven't been able to gather. And we have been overwhelmed by the suffering of others all over the world. So is Jesus demanding the impossible? Is it possible to love one another as Jesus loves us? I think the key is in the first verse of today's passage. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. It's a continuation of the metaphor we heard in last week's gospel reading of the vine and the branches. The only way possible to love one another as Jesus loves us is to abide in his love. We are to abide, to rest, to cling to Jesus' love. To abide means to make our home, our dwelling place in Jesus' love. When we are secure in that love, knowing that when we rest in Jesus' love, we will always find a welcome, always find forgiveness. We'll always know that we are valued because of God's love poured out for us, and that that love is limitless, unconditional, and free. It is a gift of grace. The trouble is that so often when I look to Jesus as my role model and my example, I know that I will never ever be able to live up to him. I will never ever be able to love as Jesus loves. And that is why it is so important to focus on that little word, abide. Jesus' love is not our example. It's our source. It is the picture of the vine and the branches, where the vine and the branches are completely interconnected and cannot be separated. When we abide in Jesus' love, we are completely dependent on him, resting in his love each and every day to sustain us and refresh us, to feed us and to nourish us. If I just hold Jesus up as an example and try to emulate him, I will fail and be exhausted and probably demoralized. But if I abide in him, make my home in him, the source of such extraordinary and limitless love, holy love, love divine, all loves excelling kind of love, then showing such love becomes possible. When we abide in Jesus' love, it's like breathing. We breathe in his love so that we can breathe it out. We need to learn to linger in the presence of Jesus. It takes time to abide. There aren't any shortcuts. We may be commanded to love, but we are also invited to abide. May we take up Jesus' invitation to us so that our lives reflect his love. Amen.
We are the branches, keep us abiding in you. You are the vine, we are the branches, keep us abiding in you. Then we'll grow in your love, and we'll go in your name. That you have power to heal and to save. You are the vine, we are the branches, keep us
Let's turn now to prayer. And after each short prayer at the words, Lord, hear us, please will you respond, Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And so we pray, Almighty God, for the needs of the people and the situations that are around us, the concerns that play on our minds and place demands on us, that frighten and confuse us, that bewilder and perplex us. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for people we don't understand or comprehend, for those who make us ashamed because of their words and their deeds. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for all who carry burdens of illness and injury. We pray especially for Pam, Jack, Jen, Catherine, Brian, David, Jennifer, Mavis, Adrian, Jean, Jane, Olwen, Alan, Rosemary, Ryan, Andrew, Margaret, Alana, Clifford, Dennis, Roy and Christine, Muriel, Prissy and Mike. We pray that they may know your love, that they may know your presence and the love of Christ. And we pray for those who care for them. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for those who carry the scars of prejudice and injustice. We pray for those who feel unloved, uncared for, unwanted, and unknown. May they know that they are precious to you. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for all who are abused, neglected and cast aside. May they know the security of your love. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for those who see no way to change their future, who see no hope, who share no love, who know no joy. May they know your love and joy in the Spirit. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. and we pray for those who are empty with grief and bereft without those they love. We pray for people far away, of whom we only know by listening to the news and watching the television, the people of India. And we pray especially for the families and friends of Jean Brooks, Maurice Downs, Peggy Trail, others known to us, and all those whom we remember with love and thanksgiving. May their families and friends know the comfort and consolation of your Holy Spirit. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And so we pray, merciful God, that your love may reach out to all these for whom we pray. Amen. Amen. And the collect for today. O God, our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his continual presence in us, he may raise us to eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer, rejoicing in God's new creation. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
God of hope and healing, for choosing us,
we thank you.
For trusting us,
we thank you.
For befriending us,
we thank you.
For empowering us,
we thank you.
For loving us,
we thank you.
And for forgiving, redeeming, and blessing us,
we thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, it's been lovely to be with you again this week. Thank you so much for joining us. There are some notices just at the end of your order of service. A reminder that this week is Christian Aid Week, and it's also the beginning of the 10 days of Thy Kingdom Come, in which we're being urged to pray for five people in particular who we would love to come to know Jesus Christ. There are various things happening in the church for Ascension Day and also Pentecost. There are resources for Thy Kingdom Come that you can find on the website. And in the X Valley churches, there will be a pack should you wish to use that to help you in prayer. Do please also put in your diary the picnic at Calvary, which everyone is welcome to come to, whether you come to the service of Holy Communion first or not. You're welcome to join us for the picnic.
You'd have to book for the service.
And you've got to book for the service, yes.
But you don't have to
book for the picnic because you're bringing your own
yeah.
and your own chair.
yeah.
So.
yes, and anything else that, yeah, musical instrument.
Yeah, tambourine.
Party hat.
Yeah, party hat, blowers, anything you want to bring for the picnic.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
And obviously it'll all be off if it's raining.
yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, a waterproof picnic would be useful to bring. Yeah,
bring your own gazebo.
yeah. Okay, so hope to see you at the coffee morning or at any of these other things that are happening during the week.
Yeah.
If not, see you next week. God bless. Have a lovely week.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
So lovely to see you. Yes, John, we'll see you there very soon.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Great service.